Our guest of the cafe this morning is our wellness commentator, Dr. Velvet Womack. Good morning.
Good morning.
Velvet is the proprietor of Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall. We've been discussing various aspects of stress and now somewhat overlooked aspect of dealing with stress, and that is forgiveness. And I think a lot of people, that would never even occur to them as being an aspect of stress.
Yep, absolutely. When we think about the emotions that we're holding on to, that's through our thoughts. A lot of times when we think about forgiveness, it can really create a lot of stress.
You showed me a Mayo Clinic article. This is a very well-researched article about stress. And, you know, it's easy to say forgive. But it's harder to do. So how do you go about doing that? What are the steps in deciding to, and then actually forgiving whoever you think needs forgiveness?
When we think about forgiveness, we need to really look at that what we're, a lot of times the stress is coming from because we want someone to have done something different, or we want them to do something different. So to really relieve the stress within us, we have to look at other avenues instead of, you know, forgiving the person, to forgive ourselves for holding on to that resentment, holding on to that regret, and finding a way to move past whatever it is that has hurt us.
One thing that was mentioned in this article, which I would think would be useful if you're having difficulty deciding to forgive someone, we'll get into some of the positive benefits of this in a minute, but one of the things it mentions is to think about things you may have done to cause harm to other people, hurt to other people. You know, none of us are mm-hmm. perfect. So
that's right.
We probably have some things we need to be forgiven for ourselves.
And when we move into that place within our own mind and our own being, then we're able to have compassion for what is happening too. Because we have to understand that people act out of their old pain, their old beliefs, their old thoughts, their old ideas. So a lot of times when somebody has done something to us, it's because it has been done to them.
We're talking with our wellness commentator, Dr. Velvet Womack. Now, with respect to better health and reduction of stress, what are some of the advantages of forgiving someone for some past wrongdoing?
You know, forgiveness helps physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So when we're looking at forgiving, we're releasing that stress, because when we're unforgiving, we've got that resentment and anger. So it increases our blood pressure. It increases, you know, the stress that's going on within our body. But here's the thing. If I'm not forgiving you for something, John Mark, it doesn't affect you at all. All it's doing is affecting me. It's affecting my physical stress. But you have moved on and have forgotten about it, right? So we really have to keep that in mind, that what we're trying to do is hold into place something that the other person isn't even willing to do.
Yeah, and probably isn't thinking about, and
exactly.
You know, has totally off that person's radar screen.
Mm-hmm.
Less anxiety, mm-hmm. Fewer symptoms of depression.
Right, exactly.
These are advantages, improved heart health. So really, that resentment, holding on to that, very, very harmful.
Yeah, you're going to hold on to it in your body, and it's only going to create an effect within your body. It's like kinking the hose.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I'm familiar with that problem, believe me. This Mayo Clinic article says, getting another person to change his or her actions, behavior, or words isn't the point.
That's right.
Of forgiveness.
That's how we see it, how we're feeling about it. A lot of times somebody can do something very horrible to us, and we can absolutely let go of all of that as if it never happened. And that's the place where we kind of want to be. But a lot of people say, but you know, Velvet, you live in an imaginary world. You're always so happy, and you're this and you're that. The reality of it is I know that my thoughts and what I hang on to is only affecting me. So I am moving my place, my being, into a better place to where I feel good. And that's what's important.
Yeah, maybe there's a reason that you are upbeat and, you know, thumbs up most of the time. Another thing, if you're having problems finding yourself forgiving someone, write in a journal, pray, or use guided meditation.
Yes, all of those are just wonderful things to do. And you'll find that when you're doing journaling, that some things may become aware to you that you may not have thought about with the individual either, and put you in a whole nother place of love to the person.
Well, so forgiveness. is another key aspect of defeating stress.
Right, and the quicker that we can do it, the quicker we can move into unstress and balance.
Okay, great. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
You're welcome.
Dr. Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator and proprietor of Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.